Good afternoon. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
Hi, this is Shanika Williams.
Oh, hi, Shanika. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
Okay.
So I wanted to call you to go over the onboarding requirements. Do you have time right now?
Yes.
Perfect. So the link is going to be for your application. You'll complete like an acknowledgement test. You're going to have to read some material and then answer about 80 questions. Now, it is very lengthy, but just take your time and try to do the best that you can, okay?
All right, when do I got to have this application completed? Like, look, right, if I started, can I go back to it? Like, if I need to stop?
No.
Or I got to do it all at one time?
You have to do it, like, all at once. I mean, if you can complete the application, it's not that, like, basic information. It just asks you for your name, address, date of birth, social. It asks for 2 references. The work history, you don't have to put, like, all your work history. You could put just the most recent one. And then it asks your availability, and that's about it. Just sign off. Like, I think it's 3 signatures, and that's it.
Why I can't put it in? Why is this thing not letting me type in my birth date? Like, I don't like when I can't just set it, like, on a year and go back. Oh, wait, here we go. I was about to say, because I'm not about to be sitting here pushing all the way back to some 1982. It is just too far.
did it let you put your date of birth?
I'm putting it on in your name.
Okay.
Trying to get to the year.
Okay.
All right, if I finish this, how long do the hiring process take?
Well, we also need, besides that, we need to complete the direct deposit form if you want us to set you up with direct deposit, the I-9W-4 form. That's for your taxes. You need to send me your 2 forms of IDs, so the front and the back of either driver's license, your state ID, and your social. Do you have those now?
No, I do not. I don't have my social security card. I don't have it. I think I'm going to wait until I get home to do this because if I got to put it on here, then no. I don't have it.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to put it with the application. You can just complete the application. But when you get home, you can send me the pictures of your driver's license, your state ID, and your social. That would be your 2 IDs. If you don't find your social, we can also accept, like, a birth certificate, or if you have a U.S. passport that's not expired, that would be sufficient as well. Okay?
Okay.
And then are you up to date with your TB test?
I don't get those.
You haven't gotten it?
I don't get them.
Okay. So do you want me to schedule you an appointment to get it done? Because it is.
No, because I don't. Why is it a requirement if I'm working with my dad? That don't even make no sense.
It's a state requirement.
I'll get it. I have an appointment tomorrow. I'll see if I can get it at my doctor's office. I think my last – how often do you got to get it?
So you have to get it done within the year.
No, I ain't had one within the year.
Okay, so you want to see if you can.
If I let y'all schedule it, where do I got to go? Please don't tell me one of them hood ghetto places where I got to be sitting in there for a whole 5 hours.
I mean, I'm not sure. It's an urgent care clinic. I can see what I have available.
All right, thank you.
Let's see here. All right, what is your zip code?
19151. Hold on 1 second. Okay.
Hello? Shanika?
Hello?
Yes. So
yes.
I found the location. It says that there's one at 30, it's a LabCorp. So it's a lab
okay.
that you're going to go to, and it's in Market Street in Philadelphia, 3700 Market Street. And I have an appointment
uh-huh.
tomorrow. Do you think you can make it tomorrow?
What time?
So I have a 12:30, 12:45, 1 or 1:15.
They the only ones that's available because I got to take my mom to the doctor's at 1 o'clock. So all them times is, like, wrong. I can't do it. I got to pick her up and take her. So that's not.
There's one that's at 33 South 9th Street. It says the Jefferson Health Medical Building. And
no, I'm not even trying to go downtown. That's downtown. No. Where's the other one at? What was the other one?
This one is at 3700 Market Street.
3700 Market Street?
Yes.
And you said what time, 12:30 or 1:15?
12:30, 12:45, 1 or 1:15.
All right. Damn, they ain't got no 1:30. Because 3700 Market Street, that's kind of right. That's where I'm taking my mom. I just thought about it. So I could, her appointment is at 1. So either I could do before or after. It's just that I cannot sit in there. I need to go in there and get my test done and leave.
I
so I can do it.
How long you're waiting? I mean, I only schedule the appointment.
All right, well, schedule me for 12:30.
Okay. So we'll schedule in for 12:30 tomorrow. I'm going to need some information from
you. And you said it's, huh?
I'm going to need some information from you to schedule your appointment.
Okay.
Your name is spelled Shanika?
Yes.
Okay. Williams, right?
Yes.
What's your date of birth?
10/12/1982.
And what is your email address?
It's N as in Nancy, I-K-A, yeah. 30, S-W,
mm-hmm.
at gmail.com. Oh, excuse me. Okay, go, go. Why you give me the receipt? I don't want to. Thank you.
All right, and what is your address?
1455 North Edgewood Street, EDGEWOOD.
And what was your zip code one more time?
19151.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'll send you the confirmation shortly via text. Tomorrow when you go,
mm-hmm.
make sure you show them this confirmation and bring your ID with you as well, okay? And
okay.
Just send me a text message when you're finished, and I'll look forward to the results. Generally, we get them in about 2 to 3 business days. So as soon as they get them in, I will let you know. And then
mm-hmm.
you can work on your requirements when you get home. Send me your IDs. Oh, and can I get your social as well? Because we need to run a background check report on you. It's done for all of the aides that are onboarding with our agency.
159.
Mm-hmm.
64.
Mm-hmm.
9655.
Okay, so it's 159-64-9655?
Yeah, and how much is this? How much do y'all pay?
So let me see. Let me take a look at the cave because it's based on the hours that you get for the cave. So it doesn't seem like we have the hours for the case yet, but I mean, you can. It could be if it's like 40 hours or less, you can get paid up to $14 an hour. If it's more, then it needs to be discussed. Again, it's based on the amount of hours that the case approves for. Because over 40 hours, you get overtime. So the more hours, the less the rate, because you get the overtime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more, right?
Yes.
All right. So for your 2 year residency proof, do you happen to keep like any of your old IDs, like the expired ones?
Yeah, I got an old ID.
You can send me a picture of that for your 2 year residency proof. As long as it was issued in 2020 or older, we can use it.
Why y'all need to know where I used to live at? That don't even make no sense. That's retarded.
These are the requirements, Shanika. This is not for my personal information. It's requirements that we y'all have
need
everyone that is on board.
Requirements stating that I live. But what if I didn't, though? What if I lived at the same address? What if I lived at the same address for over the last 2 years?
That's fine. It just has to be an address in Pennsylvania. It doesn't have to be your current one. It doesn't. Can be like an old address, doesn't have to be the one that you're living in right now.
All right, I think I might could find my ID, but if I can't find my ID, then I'm gonna have to send you a piece of mail, like a mail with my old ID, my old address on there, because that's all I got for you, for my old address.
It could be any Pennsylvania address. I just need to see that it's in Pennsylvania. Your name and the document has to be issued in 2023 or older.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions on the requirements?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Shani, I didn't get a response. Did you have any questions on the requirements you went over?
No, I don't have no questions about the requirements, but I'm just trying to figure out what is all of that for, like. It's crazy.
I mean, that's what the state requires, so that's what we require here. So I'm going to send you the appointment confirmation shortly. If you do have any questions, just give me a call, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have a good one.